President Donald Trump has called tariff his favorite word in the dictionary. In his second term, he's used tariffs as a key economic tool and also as a key foreign policy tool, a sort of play along or we'll slip you a convincer. Trump even credits his tariffs for saving millions of lives by ending wars across the globe. But on Friday, the Supreme Court ruled against the tariffs he unilaterally imposed under an emergency powers law, including the sweeping reciprocal tariffs levied on nearly every other country. Trump was not amused. He gave his response to the ruling in a news conference. But first, his characteristic first thoughts on taking to the podium to brief reporters.
Wow, got a lot of people. That's a new record. We set a record every time.
Then he launched into the topic at hand.
The Supreme Court's ruling on tariffs is deeply disappointing, and I'm ashamed of certain members of the court, absolutely ashamed, for not having the courage to do what's right for our country.
The ruling in question comes in the case Learning Resources versus Trump, a lawsuit brought by a group of states and small businesses that argued that tariffs Trump levied by executive order go beyond what's allowed by the law that Trump used. That was a 1977 law on commerce during national emergencies created by foreign threats. The court's ruling says that law, known as IEEPA, does not give the president tariff power. Chief Justice John Roberts also noted that in 50 years, no president has read the law as granting such power. Trump blasted the justices that voted against him, especially what he calls Democratic justices, the three justices appointed by Democratic presidents, Elena Kagan, Sonia Sotomayor, and Ketanji Brown Jackson. He accused them of being politically correct.
What a shame, having to do with voting in particular, when in fact they're just being fools and lapdogs for the rhinos and the radical left Democrats, and not that this should have anything at all to do with it. They're very unpatriotic and disloyal to our Constitution.
He praised the three conservative justices that voted against the final decision, Samuel Alito, Clarence Thomas, and Brett Kavanaugh. As for his own appointees to the court who voted against him, Justices Neil Gorsuch and Amy Coney Barrett, a reporter asked Trump whether he regretted appointing them to the bench. He said no, but
I think it's an embarrassment to their families. You want to know the truth? The two of them.
As for why the court would reject what Trump claims are smart, legal actions, Trump has an explanation, though he offered no evidence to back it up.
It's my opinion that the court has been swayed by foreign interests and a political movement that is far smaller than people would ever think. It's a small movement. I won by millions of votes. We won in a landslide. With all the cheating that went on, there was a lot of it, but we still won in a landslide. Too big to rig. But these people are obnoxious, ignorant, and loud. They're very loud.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer gave a Democratic response to the court's ruling.
Today's SCOTUS decision was a win for the wallets of every American consumer that carried the burden of Trump's stupid trade war.
He focused on the cost to consumers from Trump's tariffs, a cost some have estimated at $1,000 per household, and he praised the Supreme Court's ruling.
The court agreed with what Democrats have said from day one. A president cannot ignore Congress and unilaterally slap these tariffs on the American people.
He did have some harsh words about Trump's earlier remarks.
Donald Trump's speech is just like his tariffs, erratic, disorganized, based on fiction.
The court's ruling leaves a number of big questions unresolved. For example, what about the roughly $175 billion that has already been collected from the now rejected tariffs? Trump notes the court ruling did not discuss that.
Wouldn't you think they would have put one sentence in there saying that keep the money or don't keep the money, right? I guess it has to get litigated for the next 2 years. So they write this terrible, defective decision, totally defective. It's almost like not written by smart people.
Trump says he's not thinking about refunds because that will be tied up in lawsuits for years. Trump's Treasury Secretary, Scott Bessent, offered his thoughts speaking at the Economic Club of Dallas after the ruling.
I got a feeling the American people won't see it.
Besant said the administration is looking at other laws and opening new investigations that could be used to justify new replacement tariffs. And at his news conference, Trump announced a new global tariff based on different laws, although these tariffs can only last for 5 months.
Well, we're going straight ahead with 10% straight across the board, which was the absolute right to do. And that's taking place. That's a lot of money coming into our country. And then during that period of about 5 months, we are doing the various investigations necessary to put fair tariffs or tariffs, period, on other countries.
Another lingering question is what happens to the trade deals the Trump administration negotiated using the IEEPA tariffs? Trump does not sound worried.
Many of them stand, some of them won't, and they'll be replaced with the other tariffs.
The court's ruling marks a rare defeat for Trump, the first time the high court has ruled on a major part of Trump's agenda and rejected it. But Trump is not seeing it as a defeat, and he is vowing to plow forward.
The bottom line is that the word certainty is now in the equation. Every single thing I said today is guaranteed certainty. It's been tested, as Jameson said 1,000 times, literally, I said hundreds of times, he said, sir, actually thousands of times, and won in all of the courts. And we're just going back to that. And the problem is that we had other presidents that weren't into trade. Maybe they weren't business oriented. Maybe they weren't smart. We had some dummies, too, you know, I respectfully say we had some real dummies. So we are going to keep it going just as before. Probably more so.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.